It's Tuesday. It's Tuesdays of Troy. All brought to you by Chicago's own Nuveen, Troy Murray. Chicago Blackhawk legend, hockey legend. Let's put it this way. Just true. Hockey legend.
Very true.
And also a Chicago Blackhawks broadcast right here on 720 WGN, doing the color for the Hawks games last night. And a disappointing one last night, too, I would say. Lost in a shootout. What do you make of it, Troy?
It was disappointing. You know, you look at some of the positives. Corey Crawford was really good in that game. Some of the negatives were his penalty killing, really still is struggling. Gave up two power play goals to Calgary last night. They did kill three in a row to end the game. You're fighting a little bit with, you're playing with fire a little bit too much. If you think that you can always come back late in games and get points out of it, you got 1 point out of it, but they failed to do that in the game against Columbus, where they put on a real good push at the end of the game on Saturday against the Toronto Maple Leafs. They scored two goals in the last 2.5 minutes, ended up winning that one in the shootout. So you kind of look at it and say, well, we'll certainly take the point, but they got to be a little bit more consistent through 60 minutes and get some better all performance, certainly on the special teams.
You know, much was made, Troy, going into this season about how many rookies were on this team. Assess how you think they're doing thus far. Any standouts so far? What are you seeing there?
You know, I look at, you know, a guy like Tyler Mott had scored goals in two consecutive games going into last night. He's kind of been about playing where you thought he was. He's a real good 200-foot player, meaning he plays at all ends of the ice, offensively, defensively. He's a real thinker of the game. He's playing with Jonathan Toews, which certainly says a lot. You look at Ryan Hartman, a local product kind of player. He's been working in really nicely, a gritty type of player. You look at Forsling, who got banged up last night, and hopefully the injury prognosis for him isn't too long-term. But he's a real good young 20-year-old Swedish defenseman. Michael Kempney was brought in. He's been really good as well. So there's a lot of bright things to go. There's some learning curves that are still being figured out. Guys like Nick Schmaltz, hasn't seen a lot of significant ice time in key areas. Hinostroza is a good young player. He's been a healthy scratch the last couple of games. So, you know, they're trying to sprinkle in some of the inexperienced players with bigger and bigger roles. But at the same time, you have to make sure that you try and get points out of all these games. And that's kind of the hard balance for Joel Quenneville to figure out.
It's interesting because last year, I remember, it was a similar kind of start, a little iffy off the start. And then they went on a tear through November and December.
Yeah.
It started really with the circus trip and worked its way all the way through, you know, pretty much to the, you know, that Christmas era, you know, where you got all those crazy kind of day games during Christmas. And then when you got into January, that's when they slowed up a little bit. What do they need to do to get on a tear again, do you think?
Well, they have to be more consistent through 60 minutes. They've got to get the special teams figured out. The penalty killing is, you know, at this point, the worst in the National Hockey League by quite a bit, not only percentage-wise, but by the goals that they've given up, 14 in seven games. You know, you figure out the average on that one, and you're not going to win a lot of games. They're 500, which is a real good sign. You want to be at least at that level. You don't want to slip below it because it's too hard to chase the league in the way that the parity is right now. And if you look at the end of the year, where you have to be in an 82-game schedule, in the mid-90s, so you have to be about 13 games over the 500 mark. So as they figure out what's going on here, you know, let's get a better assessment at the 15-game type of mark, first month and a little bit, to see where these young players are and how their development is coming along. But they've got to make sure that they're putting themselves in a decent position. They haven't won on the road yet, and they've played a majority of their games at home. They play New Jersey on Friday, then a couple more home games. Then it gets a little bit more interesting when they take off in November for that Thanksgiving trip, where they play six in a row on the road. And as you mentioned, well, that's where they actually played real well, and they had a great record there, and they kind of built off that. You can be into that position, but you want to be above the 500 mark, because if you have a bad road trip and you come back with very little points, then you're playing catch-up hockey. Which is important when you have more home games before you get into some of these long road stretches to get points on the board.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to keep out hope, because, you know, again, as you're pointing out, this really is a gelling issue, and you got players playing for the first time, a lot of kids playing that are that have got to get figure out how to work with the established players.
Right.
Established players got to figure out how to get in sync with each other too. So it does. It's a little bit. I wouldn't call it a slow start, but it's a little bit of a stuttering start.
Well, 500 is okay at this point. You know, if they can get the special team straightened out, they should have maybe had some better results. Yeah. Obviously, it's been a big factor of what's going on here. And they do have young players, but the problem is the expectations here in Chicago are extremely
high.
And,
yeah.
You know, they're not.
See, hey, Troy, did you see the Cubs are in the World Series? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean,
it's a result-driven business.
Yes, it is.
Joe Fendel knows that. And you know, he in these situations where they're either behind late in the games or the games are really close, you have to go back and you have to lean on your experienced players. And
all right, Troy, we got
Patrick Kane the other night. It was 28 minutes for Patrick Kane. That's a lot.
Yeah, Troy Murray, thank you very much. Appreciate it. All brought to you by Nuveen.
Thank you, Troy.
We'll talk to Troy on Tuesdays. Thank you very much, Troy Murray, right here.